Chapter 1. Jacobs came in through the back way, like usual. On the phone, Frank sounded like it was a major problem he was having, though that probably meant for Jacobs it was barely a blip on the radar screen. His friend did have a tendency to over-exaggerate. After Frank's let him in, he looked around, waiting to see that furry tail running all over the place. "Looking for something?" Jacobs asked.
"Yeah, where's the pooch?"
"The pooch is home sleeping. He had a long night." Franks put his hand up to his mouth and pretended to chug a few down.
"A few too many last night, huh?"
"He's a dog. He doesn't drink."
"Oh, well then what's the problem?"
"He was just restless a lot. Happens. They're like people too. Sometimes you have a hard time getting comfortable. He's fine."
"Oh, well, I'll take your word for it. Still reeling from the warehouse issue?"
"He's just about 100%. A few more days and he should be good to go again."
"And what about you?"
Jacobs moved both of his arms in different directions.
"Range of motion is back to normal." "Ready to go out there and kick some butt again?"
"I guess if the need for it arises."
"So what's this all about?" Jacobs asked.
Franks faked a cough a couple of times, then walked into the office followed by his friend. He almost hated what he had to say. He then sat down at his desk and pulled out a bottle of Irish whiskey and poured himself a glass, quickly taking a few sips.
"Aren't you still open?"
Franks waved at him.
"Ah, who cares? Hardly get anyone in here anyway."
"At least you finally recognize it." Franks took another sip of his drink. It was obvious to Jacobs that something was on his mind that he wasn't too keen to talk about. "You want to tell me what this is all about?"
I almost hate to say."
"Well, if you hate to say, then don't."
"I gotta."
"Then say it."
"But I don't wanna."
Jacobs rolled his eyes.
"Oh, Jesus. I need a favor."
"Okay, what is it?"
"I need you to drop off something for me."
"Yeah? Like what?" Franks reached down under his desk and grabbed a box and placed it down on the desk.
"This."
"What's that?"
"Better off if you don't know."
"It's illegal?" Franks winced.
"What's illegal?"
"Whatever's in that box."
"No, I mean, who's to say what's illegal?"
The law? There's a whole book on it and all, you know."
"Okay, so I don't actually know what's in the box."
"Why does this feel like an episode of The Twilight Zone or something? What the hell's going on here?"
"I just need someone to deliver that box."
"Why can't you do it?" Franks got up and walked over to his file cabinet and opened the drawer. He then pulled out a white package and tossed that one on the desk next to the other one.
"Because I gotta deliver this one."
Jacob still wasn't seeing the issue. "So why don't you just deliver one, then go deliver the other one? There, problem solved."
"It's not that simple."
"Why not?"
"I double booked," Frank said.
"What do you mean you double booked?"
"I promised both packages would be delivered at the same time."
"Why would you do that?"
"I was having a rough day, man, and I got my appointments mixed up and confused. And I had a lot going on, and long story short, I just kerfuffled it."
"What?"
"I messed up, man. I messed up."
"I still don't see what any of this has got to do with me."
"Because I need someone to deliver that package."
"Call a delivery service." Franks shook his head.
"Won't work. These people need a face with the package, not someone in a truck in a uniform, if you know what I mean."
"Not really. Why don't you just get someone else?"
"Because you're the most trustworthy person I know."
"Well, that's not surprising, considering the people you know."
"So can you do it?"
"I'm not a smuggler or a drug mule."
"I don't know if it's drugs."
"How can you not know?"
"Because I'm just the intermediary, man. I got paid to hook up two parties together and facilitate the delivery of said goods between them."
"Stop talking like a lawyer. So you have no idea what's in these?" Frank shrugged.
"Beats me. Could be guns, drugs, toys from North Korea, or maybe cigars from Cuba. What's it matter?"
"Because if you get caught holding something that's illegal, you go to jail. Did you forget about that part?"
"So don't get caught."
"Why do you sucker me into your schemes?"
"I don't sucker you into nothing, man. Listen,